Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite, Sports Bonnet Network with Seth Joyner. Seth, let's cover two things in our final couple minutes here. First, Brett Favre. Here's Bill Moss from yesterday's show about what he thinks should happen in Green Bay.
So, you know, where do you go? Do you go to your third string quarterback and tell Brett Favre, hey, nice run, thanks? Because you're not actually moving forward. I think you finish up the year, and then you start looking towards the future. You know, the old saying, you can't steal second with your foot on first. You know, their foot is still on first base. If they want to move forward, they have to move forward as an organization. And it's time for Brett, I believe, you know, to say, hey, thanks, it's been unbelievable, and move forward and help the organization out to move forward.
Seth Joyner, what does Brett Favre do now?
I agree with Bill. You know, it's the same situation, and I felt like I'm going into this year, it was probably time. He's done some fantastic things for that organization, and for that organization for a lot of years. But it does come, we all have to move on, you know. And I believe that it's just time for Brett. It's in the best interest of the Green Bay Packers for Brett Favre to move on. They've got a lot of young players. He very well might hang around until, you know, they get to a point where they could win. But who's the guarantee by that time that, you know, his skills are going to be still be where they need to be in order for the organization and the team to continue to win at the next level. They drafted a young quarterback. I think it's time that they move forward and allow that young quarterback to become the future that they envision him to be. It's just time.
Finally, in the last 30 seconds here, Vince Young. And was it more Vince Young, or was it more that the Giants have lost that sense of trust we talked about in this show with Tom Coughlin?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, when you look at the maturation process, sure, you know, he's not putting up the type of numbers, you know, throwing the ball the way you would win. That'll come. But I also think the Giants, you know, are just in an enviable situation where they got so many injuries. And Eli Manning is just not playing well. You know, he came out draft day, I don't want to play, you know, for San Diego. He wants to go to New York. Well, New York is really cutting him up right now. He doesn't look very confident. He doesn't look very comfortable. And he's not making really good decisions that's been in the games as long as he's been in the game. And, you know, I think the Giants are really going to have to look at this situation and try to figure out what they're going to do. You know, sometimes you have to be careful what you ask for. You want the big market, you're in the big market, you have to perform in the big market, and he's just not getting it done.
Yep. Well, listen, we got to go, but Seth Joyner, thanks. We'll see you on Jim Rome, I'm sure, soon. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio, and if you want to check out all the highlights, check out headgamesradio.com. Tomorrow, Michael Wilbon, John Clayton, Friday, Tom Jackson from ESPN. We'll see you tomorrow on Head Games. Have a great day. Be safe.